Welcome to When the Training Wheels Come Off, a podcast where we'll learn about the transition between childhood and adulthood. We'll hear stories from political awakenings, to family hardships, to first relationships. We'll learn when the training wheels come off and childhood ends. Make me think that we should look to the one direction. Hi there. I'm your host, Tegan Slattery. Today we're going to be hearing from Amira Zadnieff, a now 21-year-old college student. He is the child of two immigrants to the U.S., Muhammada Zadnieff and Leila Al-Ghabar, who in 2003 decided to open a kebab shop in Stafford, Virginia.
It was amazing. I mean, I may be a little biased, but it was some of the best kebab you'll ever have in your life. First day was huge. I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and she told me first day made around $40,000 in revenue. First month.
One day. Wow.
First month made around $40,000 in revenue, and it was a big success. It was great.
However, Muhammada Zadnieff, Amir's father, wasn't always a chef. In his 20s, he was a DJ, working at some of the hottest clubs in Washington, D.C. While doing that, he went to university and studied computer science. Only after working in the computer field did the idea to open a kebab restaurant emerge.
He got the idea, him and my mom, to open up the restaurant. He decided to leave his job, and he started to pursue, his career in the restaurant industry. So wasn't at all trained. It was all completely new to him, aside from his personal experiences cooking at home.
Untrained, but successful. From their first day onward, Taste of Kebab was doing really well. It was one of the only Iranian restaurants in the Stafford, Virginia area, which drew in many customers. While Muhammad operated the grill, Leila took care of Amir and also had Amir's sister, Lena. Amir remembers those times fondly, even the army recruiting station next door.
We were right next to this army recruiter place, you know, the restaurant was right next to it. And we became very good friends with them. It's still there, actually. I was looking it up recently, the location, and the army recruiter place is still there. But we made really good friends with them. My mom and dad loved them, which was, you know, it was great. It was very interesting, though, because at this point, this was tensions were really high. This was 2003, 2004, around the time when the Iraq War was beginning. And also when, post-2001, 9/11. So it was very, very interesting to see, you know, two Middle Easterners who were very, very close friends with just this army recruiting place around the same time where there was this, you know, huge tensions in the Middle East. So that's probably the funniest thing I remember about about the restaurant.
The restaurant was great, but this story is about Amir, who during this time would be about 6 or 7. He was doing great. Between wreaking havoc at his family's shop and being a ball of energy in kindergarten, Amir and the business both were on the top of the world.
I was a very troublesome kid. I was getting into a lot of trouble. I had a lot of energy, and, you know, on your report card when they write their comments, the teachers, it was always that I talked too much in class. But that was those were some of my most memorable years, because that's where I was, you know, I was growing up, you know, first learning everything there was to learn about life. But, you know, it was a very energetic time for me.
. 2008 rolled around, and if you're young enough not to remember, the 2008 financial crisis led to one of the largest global recessions in history, in which almost nobody got out unscathed.
When did you receive the news that the restaurant was not going to be able to keep up? Was it a slow burn, or was it kind of sudden realization that the restaurant was not going to be able to keep going?
It was kind of a slow burn. It wasn't, you know, immediate, but slowly, like, we could see that we wouldn't be able to sustain the restaurant. So it was a bit of a slow burn at first, but eventually, you know, finally had to file for bankruptcy. It was pretty disheartening. You know, it was a pretty tough time for my mom and my dad both. Surprisingly, though, like, they did a very good job of keeping, you know, the pain and the hardship away from my sister and I, because a lot of that time was, for me, I don't remember much of the bad times from the recession, and that's mainly because my mom and my dad did everything they could to keep that away from my sister and I.
Though 8-year-old Amir was still going about his happy-go-lucky life, the closing of his family's restaurant and the uncertainty of their financial future in 2008 marked a changing point in Amir's life.
After, you know, growing up and learning a lot more about what happened during those years to people, and my mother recounting stories of what it was like for them, it was a big shock to me, because it wasn't what I remembered. Yeah, I did eventually learn that it was one of the worst times for them.
What sort of stories would your mother tell you?
So she would mainly tell stories of how hard it was for us to maintain, you know, some form of income, how difficult it was for us to be able to put food on a table, and how difficult it was for my dad to find a job.
What Amir's mother later recounted to him about the loss of the restaurant is, in Amir's view, the first bad thing to really happen to him. The once over-hyper 8-year-old boy now realized that the choices he made wouldn't always have good outcomes.
It definitely was the first time that I realized that not everything was good in life. And it kind of gave me more, I kind of got a little bit more responsibility after that. You know, it was on me to act more responsibly, to think a bit more forward in terms of, you know, my finances, in terms of being able to think what is necessary and what isn't. That is definitely, it's still continued on today. It's probably shaped how I handle my finances and what decisions I make in life in general. Because I think, and as has been said before, when you go through the toughest times, you become more responsible. You're better able to make better decisions. And I think that I'm able to make the decisions that I do today, that I view as good decisions, because of that time and how I see that time now after my mom's recounting the stories.
The toughest times bring the greatest responsibility. Now, don't worry. Amir's family and Muhammad got back on their feet. After another short stint as a DJ, Muhammad started back up in the IT world, which proved to be an even greater passion for him than the club or restaurant scene. A glass half full. Don't see the line. That's our show for today. A big thank you to Amir Zadny for taking the time to make a Pella Ford in his closet to record this interview. Also, the opening and closing music is A Glass Half Full by A Small Tall Order. Thank you all so much for listening, and have a good day. Just be gone.